Hi, I'm your host, Chris Graham, and welcome to the Become Limitless podcast.
Welcome back to the Become Limitless podcast. This week's episode, I want to talk about mastering happiness and what does that mean? So we're going to cover what am I mean by talking about mastering happiness? What does that exactly mean? Then we're going to lead into what we can do to define what happiness means to you. What does happiness look like to you? And then we'll finish off with some strategies, some tricks to help you start to master your happiness. All right, let's get straight into it. What do I mean by mastering happiness? Now, mastering happiness means that by being a master of something means that you can control something, can't you? If we can control something, that means that there's things you can do to obviously make happiness happen. And that's what I want to talk about right now, is that mastering happiness means you got to take control of what makes you happy. Take control of the feelings, the thoughts that you have in your body. You have to bring that awareness. I know I say it a lot, but bring that awareness into yourself. Bring that awareness in. And the first thing is you've got to make a choice to be happy. It's as easy as that. And it is as easy as that. People say, oh, I just don't want to be happy. Well, then you're making a choice not to be happy. You're making a choice to be angry. You're making a choice to be sad. You're making a choice to be what other feeling, emotion you want to feel. You are choosing that. No one chooses that for you. No situation makes you feel that way. You choose to feel a certain way towards, as a result of any situation, circumstance that happens. That's the way you want to feel. That's the way you want to be emotionally. Now, there is a certain level of auto-reaction, you could say, where you might be feeling happy and then obviously circumstance happens or a situation happens or an event happens and you can't obviously help yourself auto-reacting, but you can. Once you have that, after that reaction or that auto-reaction, you can then change the way you feel. You can then change, like, look, no, I want to stop. I want to bring awareness in and make that choice to be happy. That's the very first thing. And that's why you can master happiness, because you can make a choice. Now, the next thing you can do is then you decide to feel a certain way. Then you can control the happiness that you have. And it's funny because people that feel like they don't have control of happiness, they can't master their happiness, they feel like nothing ever happens that makes them feel good, nothing ever happens that makes them happy. Nothing makes you happy. So things like your fear of, insert here, fear of being judged, fear of rejection, fear of lacking anything, fear of any fear that you have. I've lost any other fears that are out there, but there's lots of them. Those kind of things will not make you the master of being happy, master of happiness. It just won't work. If you're constantly in the fear state, you're constantly choosing to be fearful, scared, angry, whatever the case may be. Again, it comes back to, it's a choice not to be scared, not to be afraid, not to be fearful, and just go for it. What do you got to lose? Think about that. What do you have to lose? You've got so much to gain by doing this, by going, you know what, I'm going to choose to be happy. I'm going to choose not to be scared of this. I'm going to choose to make a mistake. I'm going to choose to do all these things. I'm going to put myself out there, and I want to feel happy. Because it's a very vulnerable state for a lot of people to feel, because it feels like it can be taken away so quickly. And that's another thing. Once you realize that you choose to be happy, you choose that state of being, that happiness, you start to master it, and then it doesn't become such a vulnerable state, because you then choose it. You then control it. You then have the ultimate power over it. And what does that mean? and it's not vulnerable anymore because no one else can take that away from you. Only you take it away from you. So when you look at that, you could just start to become this unique person. Your crazy, weird uniqueness starts to come out. And when you start to become who you are, when you start to start mastering your happiness, that's when it all starts to just to leak out who you are. Your quirky, crazy, amazing, unique self starts to come out. And that's just a reaction to you being happy. You letting your guard down, you letting the filter down, you letting the person that actually is who you are, instead of holding deep inside and filtering what you say and filtering how you feel in certain circumstances and situations to other people, and not being who you truly are, because that's the way society is. However you've been brought up to say, you know, you need to be this certain way, you can't look this way, you can't do that, whatever it is. But happiness is a cure to that. Happiness allows you to bring that out and make you feel that nothing can hurt you, nothing can worry you, because, well, I control how I feel. And that's why I started to do these podcasts and things like that, because I was always had a fear of rejection, fear of judgment from the audience, fear of whatever I said. But the more and more I realized that I'm very happy doing this, because I get to share this knowledge, I get to share these little strategies and tips off my notes that I write up, and I research, that allow me to share it with you, and then you get to learn from that, and you can feel really good about that. That makes me feel really happy. I love to be able to help people. So I'm a firefighter. I love to help people, and that's what makes me happy. So then I become my unique self. I talk about subjects that makes me feel good. Might sound weird. Some people are like, well, why do you care so much about certain things? Like, I try to stay away from pharmaceuticals as much as possible. I try to be very much I don't like the term hippie, but very hippie-like in that regard, where it's just very natural. I try to use food as much as possible as a medicine, and all those things. That's me. That's my uniqueness. That's what makes me, and I makes me happy. And the happiness has allowed me to bring that out and think I can control that. So if you don't like hearing that and all these situations and circumstances that go on, I then got the power to choose to be happy regardless of whether the audience receives my content or likes my content or doesn't want to watch my content. It doesn't matter. For me, I'm still going to be happy because I'm able to get that information out there. And if it only helps one of you out there, then that's time well spent if I can help one person. So that is a little bit of an example of how you can really use to control your happiness, to just go and do what you want to do, to make yourself happy, to find things that make you happy. Now, how do we define what happiness is to you? How do you define what happiness is? What does happiness look like to you? What does it look like to you? So what I want you to do is, after we do this little bit of a spiel, quickly pause the video or podcast or whatever you're doing. And I want you to write a list. I want you to write a list. I'll spit it out. Of the things that make you happy. The things that genuinely make you happy. Not just spending time with someone or when this happens to you, you get happy. What activities can you go out and do? What things, like giving to a charity or going out and exercising, doing a certain type of exercise, going snorkeling, skiing, you know, different little things, different activities that you can do. What is it that makes you tick? What makes you happy? What makes you feel good? Reading a book, whatever it is, whatever the case is, I want you to write down as many of those items as you can. and then try and do as many of them. Obviously, if you live in a climate like I do, it's hard to do skiing. I love skiing. I haven't done it in ages. I really like to get back to it. So choose those things that make you feel good. Choose those things that make you feel happy. And that's a good place to start, where you start to define what makes you happy. What do you like to talk about? What subjects are you interested in? I know for a lot of my friends at work, my lovely colleagues, they like to talk about a whole host of different topics. And most of the time, everyone's willing to listen to the quirky, weird, unique topics that come up, because then we can talk about our own weird, unique topics. And it's a really good little dynamic there, where we can all talk about our different weird, unique topics that we have. I love to do golf. There's so many different things you can go do. There's so many different things you have the ability to do. And if you don't know, start trying things. If you don't know what makes you happy, then you need to write a list of things that you need to try and see if they make you happy. Just go look at top 10 things to do in your city. That's a good way to start. And go do some of those and find out whether you like to do that. Find out if you get this happiness, this bubbly feeling just from being there, just from interacting with that environment. And you can start to define the happiness for you. And then once we obviously now know what mastering happiness means, to choose to do things, to choose to make the feeling of being happy, to choose not to be sad, to be unhappy, to be angry, to be any of the numerous other emotions and feelings that you can have. Once we choose that, then we need to know what does make us happy, what is it that makes me happy, and being authentic, not being a filtered person that doesn't want to do certain things because it might upset certain people, or you being a certain way might upset certain people. It's ultimately up to you being happy. It's ultimately up to you whether that makes you a happy person. It makes you feel good inside. And I don't mean you fake a smile on the outside happiness. This is genuine happiness where you smile. And I have it. And I'm very, very blessed in that regard, that when I'm just sitting there and I'm just playing with my two lovely little children, and it's just that overwhelming feeling of happiness and gratitude that I get to do this. I get enough time off. I have this podcast, you know, I have work that allows me to have lots of time at home. I'm so very grateful for that. That makes me happy. And some people it doesn't. Some people don't want to spend time with their kids, people don't find happiness in that. And that's why we're all unique, weird, crazy creatures. We need to find what happiness means to you. What that actually means. What that actually looks like. Is it a bigger home? Is it talking smack with your friends? Going out having a drink or two? See, I don't go out and socialize in that regard. I don't go out and drink. I don't go out and socialize like that. That does not interest me. That's not something that makes me happy. So I don't do it anymore. Drinking does not make me happy, so I don't do it anymore. No more. It's crazy that I stopped doing these things. And for some people, it might be the case. So that's what's really important, that we start to define what happiness means to you. And that includes all those things. Okay? And if you feel like something might be borderline, like, I don't know if it does make me happy, or I do it because it does something to make me happy, well, cut it out. See what happens. Play around there. Play around with those activities that you're not sure about, and see if they do or not. And you'll know genuine happiness. Don't try and fool yourself. And it's just this for you. This is for you. You're not doing it for me. You're not doing it for anyone else. Do it for you to see how happy you can be. All right. Let's get into these strategies. Well, we're about 14 minutes in. So let's get into some strategies, some tips you can take, tricks you can use to really start to work on this happiness, to work on yourself. Okay, so let's get into it. Okay, practice control of your emotions. Practice awareness. They're the first things you need to be able to do. Because, again, there's no point trying to master happiness or being in control of your happiness, if you can't control when you feel sad, when you feel angry, when you feel depressed, when you're feeling emotional for no reason at all, but there's no point unless you have that control, is it? Because then you don't feel like you can make a choice to change to being happy. You don't feel like a choice. You have a choice in when something happens. A certain person talks to you, a certain situation happens, a kid talks to you, a kid does something wrong. You get cut off in a car. You don't have a choice to be happy at that point. You don't have a choice to be happy in any of those situations or circumstances. If you don't have that choice, then you won't choose to be happy. You'll just be the way you are. So it's very important that you get control over your emotions and your feelings. You gain control over the reaction to any circumstance, situation, or event. You then become aware of your reaction. You become aware that you're reacting. You become aware of how you feel exactly. And it's amazing to think that we don't get taught this at all. And we should be taught this as young adults or young kids. Even the earlier you can learn to really feel, understand what you're feeling. And I know I'm very lucky in that regard. Again, I might find a reason to make myself happy, I find a reason to be happy. That my kids are being taught this. Like the kindergartens now are teaching kids to be aware. Okay, are you feeling a certain way? How do I make you feel? Take some breaths. Take some breaths. So that's my next one. Become aware. Start to master those emotions and start to take some breaths in any circumstance. Take big, deep breaths to really center yourself. Don't let that emotional side of you start to go crazy and have that think, feeling, thought, feeling, thought, feeling loop that goes on, as we've talked about many times before. Don't allow that. Interrupt it. Start to take a breath. Big, slow, deep breaths. And that'll allow you to gain control over that autonomic nervous system, to gain control over that automatic reaction that happens to a circumstance, an event, a situation, whatever the case may be, person. Gain control over that. Then once you can gain control over that, then you can start to, obviously, choose to be happy. Another thing you can do is to start letting go of all these grudges, these past experiences. You can learn, as I've said many times before, learn from your past experiences or anything that's happened in your past. But you should never hold on to the emotional feelings or feeling like sadness, unhappiness, anger, guilt, all those emotions and feelings that you have towards a situation or circumstance that happened in the past. Because it is where it is. It's in the past. Leave it there. Learn from what happened. Learn why it happened. Learn why you felt a certain way. And how can I try to avoid that or try to react differently or try to... Whatever you want to do. Because so many different situations and circumstances are going to happen in our lives. We're having people come into our lives. And the way we react, the way we deal with situations, the way we, you know, the whole different circuit, a whole different crazy ways that we can deal with anything. The different choices we can make, the different reactions we want to do, the different words we can say, the different body language state we have. There's so many different things you can do. You can learn from a situation, circumstances in the past. That's what I want you to do. Learn. Move on from feeling a certain way. Practice gratitude. It's another amazing way to change your brain, to start looking at all the things that you can be happy for. You start to prime your brain to be happy. You're priming your brain to find all the reasons why you should be happy. You're starting to be grateful for all the things in your life. And the more you do that as a daily practice, I find in the morning is the best time. You can do it nighttime before you get to bed, then you'll have amazing things happen in your dreams that you're grateful for, you're so happy for. You have amazing sleep. You're so grateful for the sleep, so grateful for your bed, you're so grateful for the fact that you get to, for myself, like I get plenty of time with the kids, I get amazing work. My work, I help a lot of people. I get to spend amazing time with a lot of my friends. I'm financially well off. There's no real struggle there. I'm so grateful for being able to do this podcast to help so many people out there, to reach so many people, to have this platform to be able to do that. I'm so grateful that I have this online business that I'm starting to work on and to try and earn another little bit of extra money to obviously financial freedom. I am so grateful for my phone that allows me to do so many things. Like, there's so many things. I'm grateful to be breathing and awake and alive. I'm so grateful for the water I get to drink, the food, the beautiful food that I get to eat. I'm so grateful for so many things. Like, it, and you just have to start like that. Start the day off like that, or finish it off like that, and it changes the way you think. It changes the way you want to be towards certain circumstances, situations. And you'll find your brain automatically, if you start to do that and create a habit, your brain will create the habit of finding things to be grateful for throughout the day. And you lead towards happiness. You start to master your happiness. And now the last thing is to increase your self-worth, to increase your self-esteem. How you feel about yourself. And the best way you can do that is to keep the promises you make to yourself. So for myself, get up early, do this podcast, record this podcast. If I don't do that, I feel like rubbish. I don't feel as happy because you're not being true to yourself. You made the decision that you wanted to get up early and do this. That's what I tell myself, sorry. You made the decision to get up early, record your podcast, and then start uploading it and do all those things, but you didn't. And you start to lose value with yourself. You start to say that, well, my words don't mean anything to myself. And they should. That should be the very first place that they find value. If they don't find value there, then why would you speak out? Why would you be happy to talk to other people? They lose value. So you lose your sense of happiness there. You lose your sense of mastering of happiness because you start to feel a certain way because you don't keep the words to yourself. You don't feel good about, like, your self-esteem, your self-worth. What am I? Why am I? Why would I ever be happy? I don't deserve to be happy. So I hope you got something out of this episode. I hope there's some takeaways, some strategies you can take with you to really learn how to master being happy. Learn that mastery. And my number one strategy is to choose. Just choose to be happy. If you're having it's a rubbish day, I don't want to swear. If you're having a rubbish day, choose to change. Choose to be happy. Choose to go, well, stop right now. I'm going to change the way I feel. I'm going to be happy. And then look for the things. Find gratitude, different little things. Find it. Take control. Become aware. And become limitless. Until next time. Stay limitless.